Yo.
Oh, Bucko. Okay, Lance. So, today, guys, we're going to be doing the Premier League predictions. Me and my buddy, Lance. And, bro, we're going to be having a point system. For every game you get right, that's a point. And we'll see if we could get 20 in a week.
All right.
Sorry, let's go, 10. Let's go. 10. Big man, they're in 20 games. 10 games, man.
All right.
So, yeah. All right. Let's just get started, mate. Talk to me.
All right. So, first game of the day, of the new year, 2020. New decade. We've got Brighton versus Chelsea.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm going for a Brighton win. I don't see Brighton.
Man, just straightforward. Yeah, just jumping.
Yeah, no need for descriptions. Because Chelsea, they lose to weird teams. They win weird teams. We don't know who they're going to win. We don't know who they're going to lose to. But Brighton have been on a decent form, you know, run of games.
Yes.
So I'm guessing...
last game, bro, Aaron Moy, fam.
Yeah. I mean, they've done well against the Big Six. Well, decent. Yes. Tottenham, 3-0. Arsenal, 2-1 at the Emirates.
Yup.
So yeah.
Was it Newcastle they played at the weekend?
It was. I'm not even sure.
Aaron Moy scored a brilliant goal, bro.
Oh, it was against Bournemouth.
Oh yes, exactly. My days, bro. Against Bournemouth, you know.
Should be 3-0, but I think a goal got cancelled.
Yes, the guy that scored the first goal, man, just dropped into tears, fam. Okay, so what are your predictions, bro? You said Brighton, yeah? But yeah, that's too easy. Give us a scoreline, mate.
If you get
the scoreline correct, that's an extra 5 points. So 1 point for the team, 5 points for the scoreline.
I'll go for Brighton 2-0.
Mad. That's crazy. It's an away game as well. So, oh my days, bro.
Nah, Brighton is at home. So
that's what I'm saying. It's an away game for like Chelsea. Sorry. That's
definitely. Yeah.
My days. Oh, that is crazy, Bucko. Oh, man. See, if you say that. See, okay. In other words, you're trying to tell everyone, take out Abraham, take out everyone, because they ain't going to do shit.
Bro, put in Abraham, put in Frank Lampard, they ain't doing anything. Just Chelsea's, you know.
All right, cool. Okay, I'm going for a Brighton win. But I'm going... Oh, my days. Oh, you can't say two things, man. I want to say a draw, bro. I'm going to go 1-1.
1-1, all right.
Yeah, 1-1. Damn.
Okay.
We'll see. All right, cool. All right, no problem. Why's my mind telling me 2-1, though? Yeah, like my mind was saying 2-1 Brighton.
Well,
do you know what? All right, let's stop all the suspense. Yes. Danny's going to go 2-1 Brighton. Done. 2-1 Brighton. That's my prediction. Let's go. Next game.
Burnley-Aston Villa.
Oh, Burnley-Aston Villa. Bro, have you ever seen, like, sumo wrestlers, yeah? Fighting and no one just gives a shit. But you know it's going to be mad. Like, you know, punches are going to be thrown, fam.
Two teams that just look alike, red and blue. Bro.
My D's. Oh, Burnley-Aston Villa. What are you telling me?
It's going to be a hard one. I'm going for... I might go for a draw. You know, probably 0-0. Seeing as Burnley don't really score much, and don't really concede like that. And Aston Villa, I don't know, their run of form in the last five has been a bit dreadful. I don't really see anyone doing anything, so I'll go for 0-0.
All right, Bucko. All right, I hear you. Well, I'm gonna go with a draw as well, but I'm gonna go with a score draw. Because obviously they lost to United. To be fair, they didn't really threaten us in any way, shape, or form. And
exactly.
For Aston Villa, I mean, for the past like 5 games, yeah, they're having great form. But like for the past like game, like the last game Aston Villa played, you see, before the last one, obviously Grealish got down his beautiful goal, and he's been immense in everything positive that Aston Villa have had this season. So for that reason alone, I'm gonna go 1-1.
Gonna go 1-1. Okay.
Yes. Next.
Next up, we have Newcastle Leicester. What do you think?
Newcastle Leicester. So Newcastle's at home, yeah?
Yep.
Boy, talk to me.
I'm going for a Leicester win. Leicester have been amazing this season. They've been amazing. I don't care what Newcastle have done, really.
Newcastle, remember Newcastle drew Man City.
Yeah, but that's Man City. So yeah, I'm backing Leicester to win anyway. Probably like a 2-1 win.
Okay. Yeah, 2-1. Okay.
Jamie Vardy on the score sheet. He didn't play, so he needs to. He'll probably play and score. He didn't play the last game. Yeah, against West Ham.
He didn't play. Yeah, he didn't play. It was Iheanacho, bro.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you go with.
I'll go with Leicester win.
Yeah, you didn't say scoreline, son.
Oh, I said 2-1.
2-1? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy. Do you know what? I'm going with a Leicester win as well, but I'm going 3-1.
Oh, true.
3-1 Leicester. Let's go, Bucko. All right. So, next game?
Next game is... What's the next game? Next game is Watford and Wolves.
Watford and Wolves. W's. W's, but we definitely assured the two teams aren't going to be leaving that game without two W's, so wow.
Definitely a Wolves win. I don't see Watford doing anything, to be fair. I don't see them scoring. Cause
but Watford is at home, yeah?
Yeah.
Bro, Deeney is out here. So you're going Wolves win. What's your scoreline?
I'm going for 3-0. Yeah, 3-0 Wolves.
Mad.
Jimenez and Diego Jota to get on the score sheet. Trust me. A defender is going to assist in that game and it has to be Johnny. So, yeah.
You have to be FPL, innit?
Of course. You know what? You know Johnny
is better, though.
Yeah, I know. You know, what's his name? Johnny assisted in the Liverpool game, but they cancelled the goal.
Yeah, true.
So I lost points, yeah?
True. That's crazy.
So, yeah.
I hear you. I'm going to go 3-1 again.
Okay, fair enough.
3-1 Wolves. Because it's Watford, man. But I just think Troy Deeney might inspire something.
True that.
But then, bro, Traore, bro.
Bro,
against Liverpool, yeah. If not for Van Dijk or whoever that got that block. Last minute. Bro, that shot was... See?
Going in.
Bro, that Traore guy, yeah, I think he just missed his way, fam. Man was on his way to become like a rugby player. And next thing, you know, man jumped on a bus that was going to a football pitch. Because, bro, this guy probably goes gym, yeah, more than he goes training.
Definitely, man. This guy probably carries bricks, man.
Guy, 3-1, all right, cool. And you went for 3-0. All right, next game.
Next game is City and Everton.
Ooh. Ancelotti Pep.
You know, I don't want to be biased or anything, but I know City are very strong at home. But then again, this is an Everton side that have Ancelotti, so it's an early manager ginger. Now City have been quite poor, you know.
Understandably.
City having lost the game back to back under Pep. This might just be the first time.
Bro, and you know what? Guy, can you tell me the last team to beat City back to back in a season, fam? Home and away. Bro. Home and away, sorry.
Chelsea, bro. Apart from Wolves was Chelsea. But yeah, apart from Wolves was Chelsea.
When was that?
Chelsea was Conte season, remember? 3-1 at the Etihad and 1-0 at Stamford Bridge.
Oh, yeah. 3-1 Etihad.
The only thing is that Guardiola didn't beat Ronald Koeman with Everton. So, first three attempts, he couldn't beat Ronald
That's
Koeman.
Mad. Yeah. That's mad.
He couldn't beat him.
Oh, Chelsea still, yeah. I should have actually remembered that.
Yeah,
I remember that. Especially, I remember the thing. It was Kante that scored, no?
I think it was.
Yeah, it was Kante that scored in Stamford Bridge, bro. So, Etihad was 3-1, yeah? Oh, yeah! When Willian was going mad.
Yeah.
Hazard, yeah. Costa is that man.
Yeah, Hazard.
Yeah. I remember that game. That's crazy. Well, I mean, Wolves, that still doesn't take anything away from Wolves. Let's not, you know, take anything away from the boys. So, that's that for that. And then, I'm going... So, what's your scoreline, buddy?
I'm going for probably 2-1. Calvert-Lewin to be on the score sheet.
Everton win 2-1.
Yeah, 2-1.
Away from home.
Yeah, Calvert-Lewin on the score sheet.
Bro, that is nuts. You know what? I'm going to go 2-2.
Yeah, it could be a draw as well, but I don't know. I just have a feeling that Everton...
Cool, you went 2-1, I went 2-2. No worries. Let's step it up, bro. Next game.
All right, Crystal Palace Norwich.
Crystal Palace Norwich. Bro, two teams that would love a win right now. My days.
Well, I think Crystal Palace look hungrier.
Bro, you know? I hope you know that Andrea, you like no one has been talking about it yet because that game was dead, to be fair. But Andrea, you scored like a goal of the season contender against West Ham.
Definitely.
Bro,
definitely, sorry.
This guy, Andre, man, just pulled up from nowhere with such techers, bro.
Some Messi-esque stuff. So yeah, and okay.
What's your scoreline?
I'll go for Crystal Palace win. Probably like 2-0.
Crystal Palace 2-0 against Watford. Okay.
No, it's okay.
I'm going Crystal Palace 2-0 against Norwich. Oh my days. Oh my. Okay. Crystal Palace are at home, first of all.
No, they're away. Crystal Palace are away.
Norwich are home.
Yeah.
Poke me something, Cantwell. Cantwell, poke me something. Cantwell, come through and poke that ball in, son. Let me see. Oh my days. I'm going 2-1. 2-1 Norwich win.
Yeah.
2-1 Norwich win. I'm sorry. We got to go with that.
I'm not even a fucking Palace fan anyway.
2-1 Norwich win. Let's do that, bro. All right. Guys, you see how Norwich tried to pepper Tottenham, you see?
Those boys, man. Those boys.
They just got that goal cancelled stupidly as well. VAR has just been out here peppering boys for no reason. Oh yeah, let's move on, buddy.
Alright. West Ham and Bournemouth.
Oh, talk to me.
You know, Bournemouth have been so poor.
Bro, and so they beat your poor team.
Oh. Just imagine. But they've been so poor this season. West Ham have a new manager, so I'm guessing they'll be ginger there. I'm going for a West Ham win.
Who's at home?
West Ham.
Ooh.
For Moise, you know,
Moise,
he might just get the win against Bournemouth. I mean, back in September, they drew anyway, so I don't know. Bournemouth have been so poor this season, it's crazy because I mean, Bournemouth have only one win in their last 5 G's. I mean, against Chelsea, which was that's kind of ridiculous, but yeah,
goal line, Boko.
West Ham. I'm going for 3-2.
Oh, I like that.
West Ham 3-2.
Wow, that's serious. That is serious. 3-2 West Ham. Okay. Heard it from the boy. 3-2 West Ham. Damn. All right.
And yeah.
I'm going to go.
Go.
Bro, shut up. I'm gonna go West Ham at home, you know, and obviously David Moyes. David Moyes. There's only one fool. And it's you.
It's you, Moise.
It's you, Moise.
You're the biggest fool. Yeah.
Just get off the telly. And the team. Alright, cool, no worries. I'm going West Ham. Oh god. Even with this new manager bounce, I'm sorry, yeah. West Ham, Bournemouth, 2-2.
No, decent.
2-2. I'm sorry. Yeah, the performance is gonna be good, but bro, Eddie Howe has got to fancy himself against this West Ham team. They've been dreadful. They have been dreadful. No winning last eight. They've been dreadful. Let's go. Yeah. Next game. Please tell me United are playing.
Yeah, and also, obviously, Arsenal versus United.
Is that next game?
Yep.
Man, talk to me. Like, you just being talked for like 45.
Well, I mean, I really want to say United to win. I mean, I did say United will win. You know what? I think, I trust United against the top six, so I'm going for a 3.
Have faith.
2 United win. A 3-2 United win.
Oh, Bucko, yeah. Come on. See, there's no way we're conceding 2 against Arsenal. I'm sorry, lad.
Mate, we consider 2 against Watford.
See, that's the thing. That is the enigma of your team called United. They're that crazy. Well, so 3-2. This guy is nuts. I'm going United to win 2-1. 2-1 away win. Love that. Yeah. I'll be happy with that. Alright.
Okay. Yeah. Final game, Liverpool versus Sheffield. Yeah, Liverpool versus Sheffield.
Okay, I'm listening.
Yeah, so obviously I'm going for Liverpool and I don't see Sheffield doing anything. Liverpool are so good this season, man. Liverpool are so good this season, man. I'm going for Liverpool 3-0.
Yeah. Liverpool 3-0?
Yeah.
Oh my days.
You?
Bro, Liverpool are away, aren't they?
Yeah, home.
Oh!
Exactly.
Bro, those guys are hard as nails. They are not getting free against Liverpool. They are not going to concede 3.
Yeah, and obviously, Messi and Suarez are, you know, very good, but what happened? They consider 4.
You're on the competition. Barcelona, well done, Marco. Well, see, I'm going. Liverpool 3-1. Oh, wait. Yeah, Liverpool at home. Yeah, Liverpool 3-1. Let's go 3-1. No, wait though. Yeah, let's go Liverpool 3-1.
Liverpool 3-1. Right?
Yeah, they can't just concede 3 and not do anything. But that's the thing. I don't want them to do anything, though. Man's got Trent Alexander, you know.
Trent Alexander Arnold.
Bro, would you believe, yeah? I didn't have Trent when they played Leicester.
I had Trent. Shelling. I had Trent.
Complete shelling, man.
Absolutely.
My days. Well, that's cool. All right, Bucko. Thank you for jumping on this. And, yeah, at least on the second, obviously, we'll see how we did. And yeah, we'll see our points.
Definitely.
So solid stuff for jumping in. Solid stuff for jumping in, bro. So you take Thanks, care, mate. Yeah?
Yeah, you too, buddy.
All right, you got last words for the lads?
Yeah, to those people in Nigeria, Happy New Year. Yeah, many more years to all of you. So, yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna call my mom now.
I know, right? Yeah. All right, cool, bro. No worries, let me let you go. You take care, bro.
All right, lad, you too.
Yeah, bro.
Safe, brother. Safe, mate.